Carl Morgan is the first blind person in England to achieve a master's degree in music therapy.
I've been trained as a music therapist for the past 4 years, and I'm freelance, which means I run my own business. Before I became a music therapist, many years ago when I left school, I'd played the piano and guitar in my early days at school, but really took the guitar very seriously when I left school. I did the usual jobs as a blind person because there weren't many jobs available. So I was a telephonist for some years, but always wanted to work in the music profession. I then taught guitar and keyboards, but also as a blind person. 2 years before I did my training as a music therapist, I went to Cyprus to work as a musician around bars and hotels. And obviously, as a blind person, this was quite challenging. But my parents have always been supportive to me throughout my life. And my father came with me for a few weeks just so I find somewhere to live. But after that, I worked independently as a musician in Cyprus for 2 years. And I worked for a year at Paphos Music School. But I've always wanted to help people. So I applied to the University of the West of England to do a master's degree in music therapy. This was also extremely challenging for me because I'd been out of education for 14 years. Yes, okay, I was teaching guitar and keyboards, but going into education, especially at master's level, was extremely challenging. The lecturers had never taken a blind person on at the University of the West of England, and neither had any other university in England taken a blind person on to do music therapy, simply because a lot of blind people were not advised to go into working as music therapists, simply because the profession was very visually orientated in respect of body language, eye contact, facial expression, etc. So this was a totally new challenge for myself, and it was also a new challenge for the university, but they agreed to take me on. They weren't really set up to teach visually impaired people on this particular course, so both myself and the lecturers had to learn as we went along. Well, once I qualified, I realised that I really wanted to work with adults with learning difficulties and adults with dementia. So for certain clients, I work with a support worker. She's a trainee music therapist. She tells me about the facial expression and body language, about certain movements. And through the music, she provides me with information about their body language. So, for example, if we do an improvised song together, she might say that Jamie's nodding or Jamie's smiling or shaking his hand. But she'll tell me that not in words, but she'll sing that to me. So it's part of our musical improvisation.
I see you dancing, running. I see you dancing, running. I see you smiling, running. I see you smiling. I see you sleeping, Andy. I see you.
Can you hear us, Andy? Can you hear us, Andy? We're singing, Andy, for you.
Using a range of different instruments, the music therapy helps them to express their emotions through the music. I normally take a guitar, a range of different percussion instruments, such as a rain stick, djembe drum, some tambourines, triangle, some bells, sometimes a keyboard. It depends. With people with dementia, using music can actually bring them back to the person that they were. And it can bring back earlier memories to them in their lives. So I do something called music memories, where those who are able might be sitting around a table. I'll do some old-time songs, such as You Are My Sunshine. They're able to then play the percussion instruments to these songs and sing to them. And then I'll relate to the songs to an aspect in history. So it might be 1939. And then that can start off conversations. So it then brings back memories. And so together with myself as a music therapist and the clients, we're then talking about issues in the past. Generally, bringing back the memories has really helped and cheered the clients up. And in fact, one of my clients, the daughter, came into the session. And this was one of the last sessions I did before lockdown, actually, where we had to do the session in the reception area because obviously we couldn't go upstairs in the home for health reasons. So the daughter said to my assistant, "I haven't seen my mother smiling like that for years," which was a lovely comment to make. And the staff all say it cheers the residents up and it's something for them to look forward to. Okay, the music therapy might not be a cure, but it helps. Music therapy is visually orientated and some of it has visual aspects to it. By using a support worker, you can overcome some of these visual aspects. And of course, with my music memory sessions, there usually is a member of staff in the room, so I'm able to work independently, which is really good for me because it means I'm not working with a support worker full time. And also, I'd like other visually impaired people to take confidence in the fact that, yes, this is a profession that they can do.
Music therapist Carl Morgan, the first blind person in England to achieve a master's degree in music therapy. If you want more information about Carl, visit his website, carlmorganmusictherapy.com, or call Carl on 07794 271 460.